Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Financial Wake-Up Call with Dave Crossan. And yes, I am Dave Crossan. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast and hopefully all of my podcasts. This is a very important topic. Now, of course, I say that each week, but I wanted to have the conversation regarding credit scores. What makes up a credit score? How important it is when it comes to, say, a mortgage for a home purchase or buying a car. You need that auto loan, or for a credit card, a personal loan, or whatever it is, what makes up that credit score? Now, going back in time, Bill Fair and Earl Isaac made up what we know as FICA today. It was a way initially to analyze how healthy a business was. That was back in 1956. 2 years later, they developed it for individuals to see how healthy an individual was when it comes to credit, and the FICO score was born, and we utilize it all the way up to today for analyzing credit, what you're entitled to in the sense of like what a financial institution would give you. Let's just break this down into the different areas that they look at, and I'm going to explain, or I should say give examples of ways that you can better your credit situation and things to avoid when it comes to your credit score. Now, here's the breakdown. 35% of your credit score is your payment history. 30% is what you owe. 15% is the length of the credit that you have, your credit history, the length of it. 10% would be any new credit that is applied for, and the last 10% are the types of credit. So let's start at the top. The most important is your payment history. It is so important to make your payments when they're due. And, you know, for a situation where, say, it's a credit card payment and you can't pay the full balance, make sure you make a payment on time. When credit payments are delayed late, beyond 30 days, that is a negative indication on your credit score. The problem is the more of these that you have, the more of an impact it will have on your payment history. So I always tell people, at least make a payment. Even if you can't pay something off, make some form of a payment that will help your credit score, because if you have a good payment history, that will be a positive for your overall credit score, and especially because that makes up 35% of the overall score. And I'll give you the breakdown of the different types of scoring and what to look for and where you may fall into the different categories. The second part of it is what you owe. How much do you owe? They take a look at your usage of credit. So let me give you an example. Let's say with a personal line of credit, a home equity, an auto loan, different credit cards, you have the ability to borrow up to, say, $100,000. Again, I'm just making this number up. The more credit you borrow, the more loans you take on, the closer to full utilization of the credit, that's a negative to your credit score. Now, what do you want to do? What would be an ideal situation? If you're able to stay less than 30% of the available credit, again, what am I saying? The available credit, what you can borrow. Let's say it's broken down with various personal lines of credit or credit cards, and the example I utilized was $100,000. If you're able to borrow less or utilize less than $30,000 or 30%, that is a positive for that portion of your credit score. When you get into situations where you're 50, 60, 70, 80, close to 100% of what you can borrow, that is a negative. So what is the takeaway? Looking at what you can borrow, what is your overall availability, if you will, of credit, is to keep it less than 30%. That will be a positive for that portion of your credit score. And again, that makes up 30% of your overall score. The next is the length of your credit history. Now, this is important. So what they look at with this portion of your scoring is how long have you had the credit? Let's say you've had a credit card for 30 years. Well, that is a good indication of credit. You've had it for a long period of time. Here's a big mistake people make. they may have a credit card that they established early on. Let's say they got out of college and they opened up this credit card and they utilized it, but they just haven't been utilizing it. They've taken on different debt. And what they end up doing is closing that credit card down. They shut it off. They close it with the company. Now, let's say the next credit card is within the last 10 years. Again, I'm throwing the example I'll put out there. Let's say you had this credit card 30 years, you close it down, and the next longest one that you have is 10 years. Well, that is going to be a negative. And the reason I bring that up is they're looking for successful length of credit, the time that you've had it. So be careful. If you've had a credit card or a line of credit for an extended period of time, it may be wise to keep that open, maybe make a charge. And again, I'll utilize a credit card as an example. Make the charge, pay it off, keep it open, because when they look at the length of credit that you've had, the ability to have something like that open shows a successful usage of credit over an extended period of time. For that 15% of your score, that is extremely important. Now, this portion here, and this makes up 10% of your score, is new credit applied for. And okay, let's utilize an example. Let's say you go to that store and you bring your items to the counter and the person there says, well, guess what? If you apply for our store credit card, we will give you off 10% off your overall bill. And you're excited and you're thinking, that's the way to do it. I'm going to save 10% on the overall purchase and I go ahead and do it. Or you do something online where you apply for their credit to be able to make that purchase with the idea that, you know, number one, you want to pay it off, but you're getting that 10% discount for that new credit card. You're thinking this is a great situation. Well, not so fast. That is just considered new credit. And I've seen this where I've spoken to people that they run into these scenarios, they make these purchases, they're offered these different lines of credit, and they do it. They go ahead, oh, that's great. I'm going to get 10% off this purchase. Go ahead, sign me up. Let me apply for this credit card. And another 10% for a different store. Let's do it. Sign me up. Let me get that credit card. The more new credit that you're applying for and have also established, that can be a negative. Because if they're looking at your overall credit and they see a bunch of inquiries, they see a bunch of new credit going on with your overall score, that's a negative. And that's another thing too, is different inquiries. Let's say you apply for a line of credit, or what they're doing is they're looking at your actual score. And that's a negative for this portion, the 10% we're talking about, against your overall score of that 10%. So again, it's a couple things: establishing new credit, multiple lines of new credit, and also the actual inquiries. So one thing you want to determine with any sort of inquiry on your credit is to make sure it's not a hard inquiry. A hard inquiry is where they actually pull your credit, and that would be a negative against that 10% of your score. You want a soft pull of your credit where it's not pulling your entire credit score, so it won't have that negative credit. So again, with any credit that you're looking at, make sure you are fully aware if it's a hard inquiry or a soft. If it's a hard, that will be a negative against your credit. So just be careful with that. And again, just do not fall into that situation where you're at a store or you're online, they offer you the credit card for that one-time purchase, you get that discount, but again, that's going to be a negative on your credit. And let's be honest here, with something like that, their hope is that you would take on the credit card and not be able to pay off the full balance. And now you're in a situation where you may be only paying the minimum amount or less than the full balance. And those credit cards can be, you know, 22%, 25%. Be careful. And the other thing too is people think, oh, I have this new line of credit, I can buy even more items because now I'm getting 10%. I wanted to buy $100 worth of clothing, but now I just received this new credit card and it's $1,000 of a new line of credit. Now you go buy some more items. Now it's more than you originally had intended to do. And now what if you can't pay the balance off within that time frame that the bill is due? You start paying less than that amount. And guess what? That interest rate could be in the 20% range. Now you're paying big interest on something that you weren't intending to necessarily buy to begin with. So just be very careful with that. And I wanted to bring that up. Even though you're getting that nice discount initially, it is a negative against your overall credit, that 10% piece that I was talking about. And the last portion, which again is also 10%, are the different types of credit. You want to have a nice mix. If it's all one type of credit, all credit card debt, or all personal lines of credit, they actually look at that breakdown. So if you have a nice mix, maybe you have an auto loan and a mortgage and a credit card, that's a nice mix of different types of credit. But if you have all one type of credit, like the example I utilize, say it's all credit card debt or different lines of credit in that direction, that could be a negative against that 10%. So again, 35% is your payment history. 30% is what you actually owe. The 15% would be the length of time of your credit. The last 10% or the 10% on new credit. And also the last piece is 10% of the types of credit. So be careful of making sure that you don't utilize too much of your credit. Again, you want to keep it under that 30% if you can to get the most out of that portion that's 15% of your overall credit. And the most important is to make sure you make your payments on time, even if you're not paying off the full balance. Do not let it get to a point, especially if it's beyond the 30 days, where it starts a negative impact on your credit. Now let's break down credit scores. It ranges anywhere from a score of an 850 to 300. So obviously, if you're looking at that 8 to 850 range, that's excellent. You're going to be getting the best offerings, best credit card offerings, mortgage offerings that are out there. The very good range would be that 740 to 799. And then good range would be 670 to say 739. So those are the ranges when it comes to borrowing you want to be in. The best case scenario would be that very good, anything north of that 740 or higher, you should be in good shape when you're going for different types of debt. Like, for example, looking to buy a home, looking for that mortgage. Where you get into trouble is when you start to fall beyond what is considered the good range, which is anything below 670. And that could be a fair range, which would be 580 to 669. And then the worst, where they consider it poor, is a range from 300 to 579. So that's a situation where if you're in there or in the lower tier with that fair to poor range, you want to make a good effort to start paying down this credit card debt. You want to get those numbers down with your utilization. And there's plenty of credit counselors that you can talk with different ideas on how to help your credit. But number one, you want to get yourself in a situation where you're making more than that minimum payment, making sure that those payments are on time, and the utilization, the percentage of how much credit you're utilizing against what you actually can borrow against, are ways to help your credit. You want to go after the ones that hold the highest percentages, the payment history, and how much you owe, that percentage, the utilization of what you have borrowed as to what you can borrow. That will help your score. But again, the different credit counselors are important, that you can go online, look at different options there. And if you do get yourself in trouble, there's nothing wrong with actually calling, for example, a credit card company, discuss with them your situation and look for ways to pay down that credit card. In a lot of cases, and this is what's so bad about having a bad credit score, is most likely the interest rates you are paying are going to be extremely high. Like I mentioned before, if you have a credit card and you're simply paying down either a minimum amount or less than the full balance, credit card rates can range in the mid to high 20% range. And if you think about it, if you're only paying the minimum, you are not going to be paying this credit card off anytime soon. You're just basically keeping it at a point where you're not gaining any traction. You're not able to really get that credit card down. So you want to, in a situation like that, maybe have a conversation with the credit card company, see if they can't reduce that interest rate, or if there's an opportunity to transfer to, say, another line of credit that you have that would give you a better interest rate. That's the best way to attack it. So the purpose of today's podcast was to, number one, make sure that you recognize the different areas that are important for an actual credit score and different things you can look at to help your situation. Again, if you're in a situation where you're having some issues with paying off your debt or reducing it, credit counselors are a good idea, as well as actually reaching out to the source where you have the loan. Because the key thing, like I said, the payment history and how much of the credit you're utilizing is so important. The quicker you can get on that and help your situation there, the better chances of increasing that score, getting it beyond the fair, and trying to get it back into that, at least that 670 and higher, into that good range. Well, I again want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast, and let me give some contact information, because with this podcast, I welcome any ideas, any thoughts on any future topics. And typically the topics that I discuss on the podcast, they come from people that reach out to me and they say, hey, David, what about this topic? Or what about that topic? Or I listened to this topic that you discussed, but how about a little bit more clarity in this direction or in that direction? Absolutely. Please reach out to me. Of course, call my office at Shoreland Wealth Management, 732-902-7880. And of course, visit us at shorelinewealth.com. We have offices in lovely Manchester and Manahawkin. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll talk next time. Take care.